Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, Road Trippin' fam, we are excited to let you know that Road Trippin' is proud to be presented by FanDuel. Never played NBA Daily Fantasy on FanDuel before? Well, check this out. Right now, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with a 20% deposit match. Why should you play on FanDuel NBA? Well, for one, it is easy to use when it comes to their app. What's not to love about that? But also, for example, they offer different and unique contests across sports in relation to your skill level. Oh yeah, and get this, you can play for big prizes, single game contests for the biggest national matches, and enter contests for as low as 5 cents. That's right, 5 cents. Simply incredible. So again, let's recap. Right now, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with a 20% deposit match. Enter URL FanDuel.com/roadtrippin to play now and get your deposit bonus. That's URL FanDuel.com/roadtrippin so they know we sent you. FanDuel, more ways to win.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This edition of Road Trippin' presented by FanDuel. I'm your host, Allie Clifton, alongside Channing Frye, Richard Jefferson. And with the NCAA tournament, the women's coming to a close tomorrow. Yes, that means we are recording on Saturday. Who better of a guest to have than one of the best closers in the game? See what I did there?
Yeah,
we welcome in our guest, WNBA scoring champ from a season ago, Arike Ogunbowale. Did I say that right?
Actually, that was really good.
There you go.
First of all, what she does is she'll listen to like 92 people say it. She does her research. She'll hear other people say it.
I wrote it out phonetically.
She wrote it out. See, that's what I'm saying. See, that's where the hype comes in. And then all of a sudden she gets in and she's like, oh, well, I got it on my first try. It's like, yeah.
Arike knows practice makes perfect.
I still appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Arike, how are you? Where are you at?
I'm in Russia, Kursk, Russia.
Wait, that's the name of the place?
Yeah, Kursk is the city and in Russia, obviously.
How do you
get it together, Channing?
Wait, Kursk, Russia? Like, yo, are you safe? Are you good?
Hey, Kursk.
Oh, Kursk. I thought you said cursed.
No.
I was like, Kursk. Oh, no. I said, oh, man, we got to get you out of there, girl.
Listen. I said, what? Is this, is this your second year there? Is this your second year?
This is my second year overseas, but my first year I played in Turkey. So this is my first year in Russia.
Ooh, I love Istanbul.
Yeah, I love Istanbul as well. I did a lot. Yeah. Istanbul is.
Turkey be hidden now.
Give us your favorite thing about Russia, where you are right now.
The vodka.
Like, you could get a 5-star meal that you would probably pay like $200 in the States for like $50 at the most. Like, it's crazy. It's so cheap. Like, the money difference. So I'm over here balling on the budget.
Eating good. Eating good.
Like tipping $3, and they're like, oh, thank you, queen.
No, it's like, my God.
But we, the Americans, we tip. We like, here you go.
Okay, so I know that we have a lot of listeners from all over the place. One of the most random things is that in America, you tip. Right. Like, that is like, if you don't tip, but you don't tip in other countries. In other countries, they don't tip the same way. There's not an automatic 20% or 25% if the person did well or like gave great service. Like, that is a pretty, so you're just like,
they ask get paid like they're supposed to. I feel like the waiters and waitresses in America, they shortball them, so the tips they really need. But this is like a regular job for them, so they don't really look for the tips.
Can I say something? Can I say something that bothers me? Can I say something? This new software, and I know we're gonna get to basketball. We're gonna get to that. But since we're talking about tipping, does anybody else get annoyed when they put one of those, like, now that they have those new swipe machines at every cafe, at every store, and all of a sudden they like flip it around at you and they look at you and it's like, you want me to tip you 20%? You just gave me a donut. Oh. Right? It's just like, you just gave me a donut. First of all, like, and I don't even know if my order's going to be right or whatever, but now they flip it out. They flip it and be like, would you like to leave a tip? And then stare at you.
No, or how about when they like flip it, they look at you and then they walk away. Like, I'm not going to watch what percentage you give me. You better give me the right percentage.
Yo, come on.
I don't know a day where I give somebody like, you know, 5-10%. But if you literally are doing
5-10%?
No, listen.
There's a difference between a waiter
and putting it in a bag. I could have, my long arms could have reached and got that myself with the tongs. You know what? If I feel good, if I like the ambiance, support small businesses, I'm going to hit you with $2 on a $3 donut. That's a lot of percent. But listen, if you just pour me a coffee, come on, man. What Starbucks? You don't need a tip for the Starbucks.
It's behavioral.
$17.80 an hour.
It's behavioral science. They know the pressure internally in front of someone that you're You're gonna tip?
Hey. I feel like if you walk into Starbucks and they talk to you, they speak to you by name, you're automatically getting a tip.
Like that's because you go to the same Starbucks in your local neighborhood. Like when Arike goes to like get her vodka and coffee, because that's what I imagine they have in Russia. Like vodka. she goes to the same spot.
Okay, so Arike, last week, this is a funny story actually. Last week we were scheduled to do this and then you had your game and you went out with your teammates, right? So when we found out that we were gonna reschedule, Gina was like, she's going out to dinner with her teammates, and Channing or Richard was like, make sure they all have a drink for us. And we had this long text chain about vodka and Goldschlager and Jaeger. And we were like naming everything you were probably drinking at dinner.
Wine.
Yeah. Channing's like wine.
Yeah. And then Was it vodka and wine? So tell us about the game. Was it a big game, big win? How did you play? Like what was it? Now, again, we all understand and support it, right? We're just curious about the game.
Yeah, well, last week it was the second game of the quarterfinals. So we're in playoffs right now. So it's best 2 out of 3. So that was the second game we played. And then yesterday was the first game of semifinals and we won that. So we play them again on the 6th. And if we win that, we go to the finals.
And how many people come to these games?
Well, they just started letting people back in for COVID, but like my city is really small. We're like the only sports team here. So usually like fully packed, but right now it's only like 25% capacity, but it's still pretty packed. So they get a good fans out here.
That's awesome.
I wish they could stream these games, right?
Because they like, can't.
Somebody play on YouTube. Huh?
I said
sorry, Mike.
I said they're usually on YouTube.
What's this? Don't.
He kept trying to open the door.
He doesn't even know he doesn't have thumbs.
This is the cutest dog ever.
Shannon, you kind of look like your dog.
Well, not even close. Dude, Topher is the tightest dog. Doesn't shed lessons.
Arike, are you guys expected to win the whole thing?
Well, the team that we would be playing in the finals is, I'm sure you've probably heard of them, the ECAT team with Brianna Stewart, Donquell Jones, Emma Mieseman, like Slew, Quigley, like a WNBA All-Star team. We are expected to win. Like, you never know what's going to happen, but we are not expected to answer the question.
That's awesome.
So we're a little bit on the underdogs. Go ahead, Allie.
Rich, are you wearing an Arizona?
Damn right I am.
Let's talk about the NCAA tournament, shall we? Are you able to? You're able, like, obviously you're watching right now, right, Arike? Are you able to?
I mean, some games, if I'm up, like, the games are usually at 4 a.m. here, so. Last game, I was asleep, definitely. But I watched the highlights and stuff when I woke up. But I woke up to, like, all the news about them beating them. I was like, oh, wow, I missed that one.
Yeah.
First of all, You did not miss anything. Just another dominant performance by Adia Barnes and the University of Arizona women's basketball team. It's cool. No big deal. Okay. We're really excited.
I've watched a couple games, and they obviously they're really, really good defensively, but like, I don't know what happened. They turned into some absolute demons on defense against UConn. Like stuff where UConn looked like, I don't know, they're shooting like 60% from the tournament. I think they shot 39% last night or 39%. And I was like, holy shit, they couldn't run an offense. They couldn't hit a shot. Like they were just moving around. Like it was like, I've seen good defense in like finals and playoffs, but it's been a long time since I've seen somebody shut down a team that I thought was like dominant like that.
Yeah. Wait a second. Arike was a part of one of those teams. Okay, because I heard this stat from Ryan Rucco. I know, she's so humble. but I believe, like, correct me, I don't know, it's a low number, but I think like five straight where UConn has been bounced from the semis.
Yeah.
And you were a part of that.
Yeah.
Just one. No, two. Trying to be quick, like I really forgot. It was two.
Yeah.
Okay, so from that, like obviously UConn is UConn. Like what is that? To Channing's point, it felt like a blowout game almost last night for Arizona to beat them in that fashion. Like when you go into a matchup with UConn.
I mean, with teams like that who like go in and play well against UConn, you just have to not worry about what's on their shirt. Like I think 99% of the teams that play them are intimidated before they walk in the gym because it's UConn, it's Geno, like everybody knows the history of it. But if you come in there like, okay, they're not expecting us to win, but if you have confidence in yourself, you know you have some kids like Ari, she's like, I mean, we have some dogs. Like if you know that you come to a game, they the same five players. I mean, you playing against regular, you know, 18 to 22 year olds, like it's nothing different. They're not WNBA players. Like just go out there and play your game and just trust yourself, really. And I feel like that's what, you know, when you beat them, that's what you do.
Well, as the leader of a team, is that the message that you're giving? Is that the message, or is it this, that your approach? Because I know like you can lead by example. If you say, hey, look, the motherfuckers, whatever, they gonna get this work just like everybody else. I don't care if it's UConn, you know, men's, women's, whoever it is, whoever they put out on that court, gonna get this work. Is that the energy that you're giving to your teammates, or is that just kind of like the coach's message?
I feel like that's the coach's message with every team, but you have to have those players that can back it up. Like Notre Dame, we had five players go to the draft in my senior year. So we had me, Marina, Jess Shepherd, Jackie Young, and Brianna Turner. Like we didn't care who we were playing. It didn't matter. Like we could play the NBA team and we probably would have thought we were gonna win. Like that's just how we were. So we just
I would feel like that too if I was playing with like Magic, Bird, Isaiah Thomas, Jordan, and Bron.
It's like, yeah, we could beat all of them.
And you're like, oh, UConn. You're like, which one? Men's team with like 2005 when they won? Oh, okay. Yeah, fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah. What is your favorite memory from hitting those game winners?
Jeez.
Now that the dust
hitting them, Allison.
What'd you say?
Probably hitting the shot.
Yeah, no, it was like, it was crazy. I mean, probably celebrating with my team. Like that year that we won was crazy. We had like three ACL tears. Like we played with actually like six people, which I'm like, that's a lot. People are like, dang, you didn't have subs. But like our players, like we couldn't get pulled. I think that's really the benefit of the year we had. Like if you messed up, the coach looked down the bench and she can't do nothing. They're just shooting. She can't take us out. Like, and we bound to make it at some point. Like, you know, you get pulled if you get like, two, three mistakes, that didn't happen. So we were just out there playing.
Hey, you were like this. I dare you to pull me out, motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I made it.
The crazy part is weren't they both tie games? They were both tied. Both of them were.
Yeah, they were both tied.
Oh, okay. the second one was like, you know what this shit's about to be. You know what it's about to be.
But the second one, like, the first one was like, okay, that's like a move and rhythm shot. Like, I shot a shot like that all the time. But, like, with the second one, like, I couldn't believe it. Like, that, I was actually shook. I was like, yeah. Like, obviously, it's a shot, but it's like, come on now. Like, you just did, like, there's no way. Out of bounds. I was like, there's no way it counted. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, even weeks after that, I'm like, yeah. People ask me, I'm like, I have no idea. Like, I'm
just black out. You black out. You're like, You are that. I think the ultimate definition of being in the moment is not knowing where you're at. Right. Exactly. Like not even being aware of your surrounding. Like people like, oh, it slows down and it's this. And it's like, no, that shit happened fast. I didn't know where I was at. I had to get the shot off. It went up. It went in. I was like, oh shit, that went in. What the fuck? Like, we won? It's over? Oh, cool.
But to do it like back to back times and to win a title on it. Like I was just like watching back. I remember in the moment watching the call with Adam Amin and Kara Lawson and Rebecca Lobo, right? And I could not believe how just so composed they were. They stayed in the booth. Like it's one of the most like epic calls ever. But like how did your life change after that?
I mean, starting with Instagram, I think like from the beginning of the Final Four, I was at like 15K. At the end of the Final Four, I was at like 60. Like something just crazy. After the shots, like you could just see, like if you just kept refreshing my timeline, it was just going up. I'm like, God damn, like it would not stop. Like my phone was going crazy. And then obviously, like after that, like the team, we went to the ESPYs, like I was able to do Dancing with the Stars, which I never even thought I would ever have. Yeah, I'm sure you guys are gonna bring that one up. But yeah.
Oh, we definitely gonna bring that up.
There's a lot of different things that I don't think would have happened without that. So like it was definitely a blessing. It was a lot, like that. Those weeks after that, it was a lot, but it was definitely a blessing to be in that
position. How much fun are the ESPYs when you win?
Very fun. Right? Yeah, very fun.
But wait a second.
You're like, what up, champ? You're like, what up, champ? And then you look at somebody who lost, you'd be like, what's up, loser over there? Champion side.
Channing's so petty. Just like, so unnecessarily
listen,
petty.
That's the one time I will ever go to the ESPYs in my entire life, and I went as a winner, so fuck everybody else. I'm out. I literally was like, had the greatest time ever. I'm out.
People are okay with that.
I don't get that. I don't get
I was drunker at the ESPYs.
He stole the ESPY.
I still have the ESPY.
He stole the ESPY. Well, you know he's supposed to give it back?
Who are you giving it back to? Yeah,
walk off the stage, so you just kept it?
No, so basically what happened was we won like four. Our team or that like series won like four ESPYs. It was like best moment, like biggest shot, you know, best team. Like there was a bunch of them. And so we had been up, it was like the third or fourth time that we had been up there. And so at that point in time, like I'm seeing double, which is weird because there's a crowd in front of us. So double that crowd. So I just hold it and I'm like, Dan Gilbert ain't here. Fuck LeBron. He's got enough in his trophy case. T. Lou ain't here. Those are the only three people that I could actually like have to give it up to. It's Bron, Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cavs, or T. Lou, our head coach. And fuck Bron. And Dan Gilbert and T. Lou weren't there. So I was just like, oh, this shit's coming home with me. This shit's coming home with me.
I didn't know that you don't take the ESPY anyways.
No, you have to go right back there. And then you have to buy it.
I don't think.
Actually, you might buy it. I think maybe the team bought it. But,
no,
yeah.
So it says on it like best team. So like it was engraved with our shit on it. It said best team. I don't need it to say best team Cavs. It just says best team. So like that was enough for me to take that home. Right. It's like, oh, you don't have an ESPY? Like, oh, okay, cool. My little guy was playing with the ESPY the next morning. It was like, I'm still hungover. Go play with this trophy. Yeah.
That's actually really funny. Richard Channing, did you guys ever hit a game winner?
Oh, yeah.
Ellie.
Kay.
Look, we're not Enrique. We're not her, right?
I'm not like,
we're
not asking her. To compare. I'm not, asking for we're your story.
Not, we are not as good as she
we know
is.
That. We know that.
But like, that. Yes. Yes, we've look, you can't play more than 10 years in this league without accidentally hitting some shit.
Remember
right? Like that's
actually kind of hit a game winner and then didn't know.
I got, I'm one of four people in the history of the NBA to hit back-to-back game winners on back-to-back nights.
Really? Because she did that to win a national championship.
Yeah,
you did
Richard,
that in December.
We're not comparing.
You did that in December. You did it in
December.
You can't
eat filet mignon all the time. Sometimes you got to eat a double cheeseburger because it feels good. That was my regular season bullshit. We didn't even make the playoffs that year. It's special for me. We won 41 games that year. We were 500. And obviously in the Western Conference, you had to win 50 games to get a spot, which is crazy.
Yeah, well, no one cares, Channing. My biggest thing, Arika, is that it's more of the fact that you won the national championship, because I lost and Channing didn't go to the Final Four. So like, he doesn't know what that means. So like
not a play. If you don't have good guard play, you're not going to a Final Four, Richard.
I saw your turnover in the Elite Eight.
It was one turnover?
Richard, it doesn't matter if it's the most important turnover. 28,
14, and 6.
It doesn't matter. How much more do you want from me? Hey, wait a second.
I don't dribble the ball up the court.
Wait, look at this.
I don't dribble the ball up the court. I'm 7 foot.
If Arike would have turned over the ball, if she would have had one turnover at the last part of the game, she ain't doing Dancing with the Stars. So, like, yes, that one turnover was key. It's cool, man. And that was even in the Elite Eight. That wasn't even like the best team.
23, and all of a sudden, before
you, who's you?
As turnover,
you said who's you? You mean you? We say we as in you, not me. I was not a part of that.
I got the team up by 24, and all of a sudden, Darren Williams, who was an All-Star in the NBA, and D. Brown. And who's the other guy?
This ain't about you, Arike.
I was going to say, let's...
Don't go down this rabbit hole.
Before we change subjects, though, I do want to get your thoughts. Because this will air after, so actually, let's not. But do you have someone... Do you think it'll be Arizona or Stanford?
You know what you want to say.
Baby. The pack. You're going to say Arizona, so we can just post Arike's vote is Arizona.
I'm an Ari fan because I feel like all the awards this year, like she, from the day college basketball, you know, her senior year started, or whatever this year, her fifth year, she's been balling. Like, I feel like she should got more, you know, praise than she has. So I feel like she's getting the talk that she's been deserving all year. So I hope she wins it, to be honest.
What was the whole thing I saw? Was Arizona left out of a promo or something? And she did the actual like promo thing, like during the game.
It probably happened. The media is ridiculous.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, don't get Richard started.
Yes, the media is ridiculous. I'm actually agreeing with
her. Talking about the NCAA.
Oh, I fucking hate the NCAA. And it's like, it's not that I hate them. Like, I think they need to be abolished. I just think that they need some serious
I don't hate them. I just wish they didn't exist.
I said I don't think that they need to be abolished. I just think that they need some serious soul searching as into what their whole message and what their goal is. Right now, it seems like their goal is all about money. And I think they've lost that. And because so much money has been coming in, so at times you can focus on that. Like, I know, Arike, you've had so many of these conversations probably with your teammates about how the women's team was treated in the bubble. And I know, and this is what's so funny, and I don't want to speak for you, but I imagine that when you saw the videos of the weight room and all that stuff, you were like, oh, this shit been going on forever.
No, 100%. I wish we were big on social media back then, but back then, like it took me, I was just in college like 2 years ago, but still, like, I feel like still things which like we weren't on TikTok, like all that going viral, that type of stuff, like that wasn't happening. So I'm glad it is, because it's ridiculous. It's always been ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's the thing they say, oh, well, the women's team, you know, our women's programs don't generate as much money. And it's like, yeah, but the idea is that all of that money is supposed to go into a pot and then even it out so that everyone has the same facilities, the same access to everything. Shoot. Part of the reason why they have a gym at Arizona that they built is because they were having like, it was like men's basketball, women's basketball, volleyball, that's all six. Of that was like, yeah, all of these, we were all forced to like share one gym. So it was like, they needed another gym. Like, don't get me wrong. I got no problem with that, but you could just see like who had priority, who doesn't have priority. It was like based off of like, you know, the bullshit, but I'm glad that it's getting the attention that it deserves, because this has been going on for a long time.
Arike, do you have women, girls, anyone from the NCAA that are looking to you just in the WNBA in terms of, you know, ideas, ways in which you guys can help create that change?
I mean, I feel like we talk about it all the time. Like, it's just, it really, like, as much as you can do as a WNBA player, like, as a person with the platform, like, is literally the people in charge to be able to be like, okay, we're actually going to invest in this. We're actually, because like we could talk about it all day, but with the people that have the power to actually do it, they have to make the decision to do it. So hopefully that's changing now that people are, you know, getting called out and more things are happening and it's being talked about more. But it's really those people to really make that decision to invest in women's sports as they should. Like, I don't even know who's in the Final Four for the men's, but obviously I know for the women, but I see like my timeline, even that was kind of rude, but whatever. But
no, it's not rude. It's not rude. No, it's not rude because
I'll
like,
be honest, I don't know if I can. Hold on. Fuck college basketball.
UCLA.
I think it's trash.
UCLA.
No lie. I think college basketball stinks.
It does.
It's slow. Like women's college basketball is so much better than men's. It's like,
it's skilled.
It's like, dude, men's basketball is basically like the coach telling these kids what to do. Dribble, shoot, pass, cut through, screen, re-screen. They don't set the screen right. They don't know how to play basketball. Like everything can't be a play. Like, why are you posting up that much? There's no spacing. Like anybody can be good at college basketball if you're just big and just stand there.
Is that how you did it? You were just big and you just stood there?
I gave buckets.
There's only maybe two of us on here
that were lottery picks, Richard. Oh
my God. 13 is a lottery pick, Channing.
It is not. That's is a the lot end.
Of, bet, you bet, know bet, what bet a thousand. Okay, bet a thousand. Bet
I'm
a thousand.
Say, to be honest, I just missed the top four lottery. I was five. Ooh.
I was going to say, did you even know? No. Is that the lottery on the WNBA?
The first four teams.
Yeah.
And I got picked five.
No. You lottery. Oops. Lottery in my book.
Yeah.
Top 10.
Top 10. I thought about staying for my senior year, but I just decided against it.
I know, Richard, because they would have saw all your flaws at your jump shot, and then you would have been second round pick.
That's not even funny, you
idiot. Enrique, can we talk about Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, boy.
I watched that show religiously. Oh my gosh. Did you love it? Tell me all about it. Was it hard?
It was obviously, basketball, national championship, like thousands and thousands of people in the gym or whatever. It was like my first practice when he came to South Bend, like my coach, Niel, she wanted to come watch. I was so shy. I was like, I don't want anybody looking at me right now. Like, I can play in front of 100,000 or however many people, but like just to be watch me dance. I was like, turn around. Like, I'm gonna learn this.
Who was your partner? Who was the pro?
Gleb. Yeah. He's actually Russian, like, which is actually ironic. That was my first Russian I've met, and now I'm here. But still, like, that was so, I think, like, obviously I had confidence, but I think it definitely like helped me a lot with just like doing things in front of people. I obviously talk in front of people and stuff, but like, I dance, like that's not something I do all the time. Like, obviously I'm good at basketball, but I'm not a dancer. So like having to learn something new and then perform it on TV, like that was on me. So
ballroom dance is no joke. My wife was doing it professionally for a couple of years, or trying to, not professional, but competing, right? And she was just like exhausted afterwards. And I was like, oh, what are you doing, dancing? Man, she had me out there trying to do this shit. I was drenched in sweat.
So my dance partner, he had to like fly to South Bend. Like, so this is after the tournament, so I'm still in school. He had to fly to South Bend. We practiced for like 4 hours a day. Like, I didn't even play basketball after the tournament. Like, we had dance practice for 4 hours a day. After the week, like on Friday, we would fly to LA. Like, I would be out there for the weekend. The show would be on Monday. And then I had to red eye back to South Bend and have class on Tuesday. Like, the schedule was crazy. I was like, oh, this works. I could have passed the ball. Melissa, look.
Why did you finish school?
Oh yeah, and they actually let me get paid. At first they were saying no, like obviously NCAA, but they end up granting it. I was like, what?
Because your eligibility is over. Your eligibility is done. It wasn't?
This is my junior year. So they allowed me to get paid, which was crazy.
How did they allow that bullshit? Fuck. Like, I'm going to start a contest called something. I don't know.
They worded it like, because, okay, like the wording that's usually like, you can't use your athletic abilities to like get money or whatever it is. But they're saying like the prize money I would get for dancing, how they worded it is because of my dancing abilities, not basketball. Like, so however far I went in the competition to get the money was because of my dancing.
So obviously, hold on.
I'm on the show because of basketball, but
first of all, kudos to you.
Yes, kudos to you. we're not creating, we're not giving you shit. We're just showing it's like the idiocy that you're just like, okay, so this is the loophole. So because she is a national champion, fucking star, stud, all of this other stuff, that's why they want her on the show. And then she can make money for being on the show, but it's really because she is an amazing basketball player. Does nobody see the fucking absurdity in that? Like,
that's incredible.
I fucking hate the NCAA so much. Just, I can't wait to work for him.
Just I can't wait to work for him. It's like tap dancing with the universe, where like we just pay all the college kids.
Right. So,
yeah. But here, come on our show. We have one in each city for each university. And then we just kind of hit them off and everybody wins. Nobody gets kicked off for the years that they're in college.
I have never watched an episode of Dancing with the Stars.
Okay, what? What was your favorite dance? The Roomba?
The merengue. Tango?
I said that right? The Roomba?
No, I think
the rumba is the thing I got downstairs.
I said Roomba, not rumba.
No, Roomba is the vacuum.
Aren't they the same thing?
Whatever. The tango, the salsa. There's all of these, right?
The foxtrot.
I did the foxtrot. I think that was my favorite performance. It was hard. Like, you got to glide.
I know it's hard. I'm here.
But I think it was fun. At the end of the day, it was fun. For sure.
Okay, how far did you get?
I got past the first round, and then
that's all that matters.
Me and Kareem, we got kicked out at the same time. But he was just standing and going in a circle. Like, I was really out there dancing. Like, he was just going in a circle. His partner was like 5 foot, so she's doing all these moves around him. He's just like this, smiling. But he was so sweet. Like, all the people I met on the show, like the celebrities, they were so nice. Like, obviously, I was the youngest person there, but they were all really cool.
You were on Dancing with the Stars. That's fucking mind blowing. Yeah, that's so my, because the only one that I've ever seen, and I don't know if I watched the show, but when they put Carlton, Alfonso Ribeiro on it, I was like, well, first of all, this dude has been a professional dancer and was in like Michael Jackson Pepsi commercials at like 8. He's going to fucking win, people. He's got his own dance, the Carlton. He's got his own dance. He's going to win. So I'm not going to lie, because I was a big, you know, fan from Fresh Prince. Like, that's, I think I might have watched like all the performances, but I've never seen a show. I think I'm just not their demographic.
What does your family think? Because you come from a very athletic family. Obviously.
Oh, they loved it. Like,
what does athletic family mean? What does that mean?
Brother plays in the NFL. Mom played at DePaul. Like,
that means that her brother isn't Logan.
Which is Channing's brother.
Wait, my brother is 6'1" and like built like a pear.
Logan's like my little brother. He's like my little brother.
There is no better way.
I don't think he's built like a pear, but like, have you seen the movie Twins? I know that's a dated reference, but let's just say this. They look a lot alike in the face. That's it.
Okay, so would Logan ever get a tattoo, Channing, of you, like Arike's brother got of her?
I mean, or is it just like your face?
It's
no, he's got the thigh. He got the thigh joint.
It's the SI cover. We're hitting that game winner.
Oh, that's kind of tight.
Well, Channing's never been on an SI cover, so Logan would never get that. That's
false. I've been on two. fact check, bitch.
First of all, because you're in the background of somebody else's highlight.
I'm the tallest person, Richard. I'm always in the back. Okay, I'm 7 foot tall. I can't be in the front.
20-second timeout.
Yes.
Arike, what did your family think of you being on Dancing with the Stars?
The original question. They were excited. Like, my parents, they came out to LA, like, Dancing with the Stars, like, they paid, came out to LA, got a hotel.
That's an extra benefit.
Well, but yeah, so they came out there. My parents actually like Dancing with the Stars because we're from Wisconsin. So my dad loved Donald Driver, and he was on the show like whenever he was playing football or whatever, or after, something like that. So they were in there excited. They were super excited. So they loved it.
What part of Wisconsin? Ew.
Milwaukee.
Yo, low key? There's some rumors coming out of Milwaukee now. Okay.
It ain't low key. I mean, it's low key because people don't know, but I know. I know.
We used to play the, what are they, like the Spice Gym Rat or Spice Gym Rat?
Spice, that's Indiana.
Yeah, Spice is Indiana.
But you know, Playground Warriors?
Yeah.
Playground Elite? Yeah, that's Milwaukee.
Channing, yeah, get your demographics right. Indiana people, Ohio people, Wisconsin
Midwest.
People. Yeah, it's just like
different. Listen, look, when you're from Arizona, you got to play one of them three teams. You're like, look, we got to play different music.
When you keep saying you,
Richard,
you.
We know you.
We won. We were nice. Allie keeps trying to get us on track. I'm sorry, Enrique. We argue quite often.
I want to put you guys to the test and see what you can ask Enrique as I find this tattoo of her brother to show Channing.
Okay. Oh, Channing, I've seen it because some of us research. It's cool, Enrique.
This is better if I don't research. This is genuineness. This is what makes it good.
Genuineness is not a word.
It is now, motherfucker.
Enrique, when do you come back to the States?
At the end of April, so I have a little less than a month.
And then you just dive right into the season.
Like, our first game is like May 14th.
What?
Crazy.
You guys, and okay, so how much of a break do you get from the end of the WNBA to the start of your let's say European season?
I mean, usually contracts are like 10 days after your season ends. It's crazy.
And it's fucked up because like, You guys make good money over there. You guys make good money over there. So it's like, we all know that the life cycle for all of us is very, very short, like as athletes. So you're like, hey, while they're giving the bag, you got to take the bag. But that can't, we had Angel on here and she was talking about, like we were talking about Diana Taurasi. She like stopped playing in NBA for a little bit so she could like get some breaks.
$1-2 million to stay, like, see you WNBA, y'all are not paying. Yeah, I would have did that too. I wish somebody offered me something like that.
yeah.
So in your second season, you were the scoring champ. Mm-hmm. There are rumblings out there that you could be the MVP this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, always the goal. I think that was my goal, even coming in as a rookie. That's just where my confidence.
Talk that shit. Talk that shit.
Walking like you're talking.
That's what I'm saying. How I view myself, I always think anytime I step on the court, like I want to be the best player. So that's obviously, you know, a goal of mine this year. It's a goal of mine every year. So we'll see.
So okay. If you don't mind, you do have a 24 chain on.
I do.
Right. So explain why, and then for people listening, like has Kobe influenced you? Like, what is that relationship like? And like, how has he influenced your game?
Channing, great question.
Well, I've always been a big fan of Kobe. Like you said, 24 chain. Like I've been wearing 24 since I was, you know, young. And I actually wore number 8 for soccer when I used to play soccer. But I've always worn 24. What'd you say?
Great number. Great
He's
number.
An idiot. He's an idiot. Ignore him.
No, yeah. So that's always been my number. And I've never, you know, met him until after the tournament. Like,
he reached out, right?
Ellen. I went on the Ellen show, and then he was like the surprise guest. Like, he came out, gave me a jersey, gave my dog, whose name is Kobe, like, had a dog jersey for him. It's actually the cutest thing. Signed it and everything. Like, so he was like, this is probably the only time in my life I'm ever going to sign a dog jersey. I was like, bet. But yeah, so we got that. And then after that, like, I went out to LA before, the WNBA, like after my senior year, to work out. And then I hit him up and like, he let me come to his studio. He did a detail on Kyrie at the time. So like, I watched him do that. Like we sat in his office, talked for like 2 hours. Like just, he didn't have to do any of that. Like he's such a like stand up, like he didn't have to do any of that. He really cared, truly cared for women's basketball and wanted to see it go higher. Obviously he had his daughter playing that. So like, he really genuinely cared for women's basketball players and wanted to, you know, help them however he could. So he definitely, you know, gave me advice whenever we were able to create that relationship. So it was nice.
So for the people that don't remember that moment in time, the motivation in between the semifinals and the finals, right? Like talk about like kind of like, it was mama mentality that you know, that was going around. Yeah, talk about like when you saw that message, kind of take people through it. I don't want to like give your story, but take people through what happened over this course.
So basically, he was at the game on UConn's side. Like, he's obviously, he's always been a UConn fan. He was sitting with UConn. He knows Gino and stuff. So he's watching the game. And after the game, like, after I hit the shot on UConn, he was saying, like, he basically tweeted, like, good game, blah, 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 like, all that stuff. Like, he tweeted at me. I'm like, and I didn't see it at first, but one of my teammates, after I came out of the room, she was like, hey, I got to show you something. And then she showed me the, like, tweet. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I'm dang about to fall out. I'm like, oh, shit. You know my yeah, but so then, like, I ended up tweeting back. I was like, wow, like, life complete, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's not, basically, yeah, not complete to get the championship. I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah, like, right. You're like, I'm you're not right. Yeah. And then you went and did it. So was there more pressure when he said that? Because that was the thing to me. That's what I remember. Everybody was like that game winner. Obviously, you know, this generation's all like Kobe fans. And so it was like, you retweeted what he had tweeted and was like, job's not finished. And like, everybody, like, in my opinion, that was kind of like involved in just like the journey and watching and the story and the shot. You were like, oh shit, what's she gonna do in the finals now? Kobe kind of challenged her, because Kobe was putting out challenges to like Giannis, like go win an MVP. He was slowly starting to like embrace the retirement, but still challenging younger players. So like that opportunity randomly popped up. And then all of a sudden, what's the next 48 hours? I'm not saying that Kobe had any impact, but like being one of your legends and like all of a sudden he's at you, job's not finished. And you're like, fuck, job ain't finished, right? Like, what's that like?
I think in general, I mean, we knew, like, yes, I hit that shot, but that's, at the end of the day, that's still the semifinals. Like, we still had a whole, you know, 40 minutes to play, and we really didn't play that well in the first 20 minutes. Like, we scored 3 points in the second quarter, 3 points. It was off of and one of a post player. Like, Mississippi State was locking us up. Like, we couldn't do anything. Like, it was crazy. And then when we came back, but that year, like my junior year, we would be down every game. We came back from like 23 to Tennessee and ended up winning by like 14. Like, they were, this was like an ESPN game. We just got blown out by Louisville, like the ESPN game before. We were down 23, ended up coming back 14. So like, we were, a lot of games we played down. So honestly, at halftime of the championship game, we were like, I mean, we've been here before, which really helped because we were down like 13, I think, in the national championship. And then we came back and won it. But yeah, that was a tough one.
Yeah, when they start hitting you with that type of like, coach, I know we're down 13, but you ain't got nobody else you can bring in the game. So.
Exactly.
That's how you're able to come back.
I remember calling one of my college coaches, she's an All-American from Mississippi State. And I remember calling her after that game. And she was at the Final Four. She's now at West Virginia. She coaches at West Virginia now. But she just kept decline. She was so pissed. Like, I don't want to talk to you about this. Like, she was so mad. Do you have someone that, whether it be on the women's side or the men's side, that, and maybe Kobe was that for you, that you looked up to as a little girl, and then now as you like have come into your own in the league, do you have someone on the W or the NBA side that you kind of emulate your game after?
Honestly, I get that question a lot, but I really don't think I try to make my game like anybody's. Like, I just, whenever I'm in the gym, like, obviously you get inspiration from people. You watch moves. Like, some of my favorite players to watch are Westbrook. I love his intensity. I like watching Bradley Beal, Jason Tatum. Like, those are really three players I like to watch now. But other than that, like, you know, I just try to do what I do. Like, I don't try to be like anybody else. Like I said, you get inspiration, but I just try to play my game, definitely.
Okay. So Elena Deladon was on here with us and we were asking like, okay, like you're a star, you're a stud, you're this, that, who was it that when you first came into the league, like gave you that work? And she was like, Tamika Catching. She's like, Tamika Catchings is the reason why I had to go start like lifting in the off season. Cause I was like, oh, she's older. And like, she's like towards the end of her career, but she's good. And she was my favorite player. And all of a sudden I got on court and like, I couldn't catch the ball. She was did it. Who was it that like, I know you're a stud, I know you're a star, but all of a sudden you got to the league and you're like, oh, I'm gonna try this person. You're like, oh, okay, this motherfucker real.
They real. Like it for my rookie year, Maya didn't play, Diana didn't play, Sue didn't play. And like at the guard position, those really those were three like the top. So like
of all time.
I was like literally the whole time. Yeah. So like it was anybody that I was like, oh yeah, like I'm ready now. Like, I really wanted to play them, but that couldn't happen. So.
No.
Like, I didn't have that moment.
don't know if anybody else, but like when you look at that, like the top guards is Diana, Maya, and Sue, and they were all sitting. So it's like,
yeah. Oh, I know that. And that's, we talk so much about, oh, the game, and it's, you know, Anthony Davis is hurt and LeBron James is hurt. Like, imagine the WNBA. You got Maya out, you got Diana out, you got Sue Bird out. That's literally like having like Steph, LeBron, and Giannis out. Like, people don't understand.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get your answer this way. I'm going to take Richard's thing just based off of your answer and twist it. So, as a scorer, who's that one defender that you're like, oh, I got to bring it?
She going to say the same shit.
I'm gonna give it to Brittany Sykes. I think she's a really, really good defender. She's long. She can move. Like, she's athletic. Yeah. So I'm gonna give it to her. Okay. That's my homie.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. So the one person. Shit.
You're Mount Rushmore of greatest of all time WNBA players. Ooh. Who is it?
Ooh.
Mount Rushmore. You know, so I'm not asking for one. They're just on a mountain.
People that have played, or like I think will be, even if they're still
your opinion. Who you think? Okay.
We'll give you a starting five.
Diana. Also, like guards and posts.
Yeah, anybody.
Whatever you think.
Okay, Diana. I have to give it to Candace. Candace Parker. Diana, Candace, Sue. I'll say Cheryl Swoops.
Cheryl Swoops, yeah. Yeah, Oops. People don't, yeah. That was my generation. Like, I grew up watching, like, Cynthia Cooper, Cheryl Swoops, like, yeah. Tina Thompson. Like, you're just, like, they just came out the gate winning all of them. And they were like, well, is there really a league if one team just wins all the shit to start it off? Right. And it was like, well, y'all motherfuckers put this team together.
Yeah.
Right. And I think,
who's your Elena?
Elena Deladon, for sure.
Yeah.
We've had three out of the five on the podcast. Now we might have four with you. You just got, you know, win a couple more.
I see y'all.
Yeah. Listen, we're top of the notch now. You got to get back. You know, we don't fuck with scrubs now. Ain't no scrubs here.
Well, I'll let you on here.
This is my shit.
Arike, we don't want to keep you. Obviously, it's late there, right? What time is it?
It's like 9. Oh, it's only 8. Not too terrible.
You gotta watch some Russian Hulu shows.
Do they? Yeah. Do they? Okay. What is it like there? What like?
Wait, I am so curious because your curtain game is weak.
I've never been to Russia.
All choices and stuff like that is very interesting. Like the furniture and everything is just like, but it's a nice apartment, like 2-bedroom, it's spacious. Yeah. I don't know, it's cool out here. Like I'm from the Midwest, so you know life doesn't move too fast out there. So yeah. This is really my type of speed. Like,
so that's probably a step up from Milwaukee.
No, don't do Milwaukee. Milwaukee is a great place.
I agree. Okay. It's really fun in the summertime too.
Yes,
yeah, but the like summer, the summer.
Yeah.
The summer lasts 3 weeks.
The biggest
3 weeks. Yeah, the summer lasts 3.5 weeks. So
and
yeah, it's a great time.
Bugs.
Who are you guys talking about heat? You're from Arizona. Like,
yeah, but Arizona is literally one of the greatest states in America.
Bye. Yes. Back to Russia. Yeah, do you have any plans tonight?
Tonight, no.
No?
No.
No. Oh, she just grinding, working. That's it. That's just
like, respect. Listen, she got the X's on the thing waiting to come back home. She's ready to come. Yeah. What's the first thing you do when you come back home? That is actually a good question. Thank you, Jenny.
Way to pat yourself on the back, Jenny.
Probably get some food, like get some seafood, like some crab legs, some lobster, all that good stuff. See my dogs.
In Russia?
Not really. Like they have it, but like the season is just not up to par. Like they have seasoning. Food out here. Don't get me wrong, but nothing seasoned. Like
you have to. Favorite food.
Huh?
Your favorite food there. Your favorite meal there.
I eat salmon all the time out here. Like salmon, vegetables, and probably some rice. Like that's my go-to. Okay.
What's something Russian that you're like, okay, this is
honey
this
cake.
Is
so,
honey cake?
It's crazy. Like it's like a cake and it's like four layers, but it's like the same thing in each layer. I don't know how they make it, but it's absolutely delicious.
Okay, a little honey cake Russian. Okay, I need to. Timo, Timothy, Mozgov, send us some honey cakes.
If you want to hear this. Okay, give us one word that we can use on a daily basis in Russia, and then we'll in Russian, and we'll let you go.
Привет. That means hi.
What?
One more
Привет.
Time.
Привет.
It means hi. Привет.
Привет. Привет. Yeah.
Привет.
Привет.
Yeah. Привет.
Привет. How about when I need my guys to stop talking so that I can get back on track? What do I say?
At that point, you just gotta.
She's like, I've been on this for 45 minutes and I don't know how you keep any down. Sort of control. She's like, just start muting. Allie, you do have a mute button.
I do, but I don't want to disrespect you guys that way. All right, Arike, you're amazing. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much for taking the time. We're so glad that everybody's out.
Thank you for
having
me. Yeah. Good luck. Can't wait to see you in the WNBA.
Yeah.
Going into Dallas this summer.
Okay, talk to him, girl.
Oh my gosh, we are okay. Did you say come to Dallas?
I said tune in. Y'all can come to Dallas.
I was like, yeah.
I like Dallas.
I mean, Texas is open, so.
Texas is open.
Texas is open. Yeah, yeah.
Arike, you're the best. It's another edition of Road Trippin'.
Hey, Road Trippin' fam, we are excited to let you know that Road Trippin' is proud to be presented by FanDuel. Never played NBA Daily Fantasy on FanDuel before? Well, check this out. Right now, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with a 20% deposit match. Why should you play on FanDuel NBA? Well, for one, it is easy to use when it comes to their app. What's not to love about that? But also, for example, they offer different and unique contests across sports in relation to your skill level. Oh yeah, and get this, you can play for big prizes, single game contests for the biggest national matches, and enter contests for as low as 5 cents. That's right, 5 cents. Simply incredible. So again, let's recap. Right now, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with a 20% deposit match. Enter URL FanDuel.com/roadtrippin to play now and get your deposit bonus. That's URL FanDuel.com/roadtrippin so they know we sent you. FanDuel, more ways to win.